Well, today is the first Friday of the month. I'm sure many of you are making your novena of 9 masses in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And when you attend the Mass, make sure you offer it in honor of the Sacred Heart and in reparation for the sins committed against the Sacred Heart. And also, of course, for the special intention of this Mass, which is for the happy repose of the soul of Chris Marshall. Today is, besides being a first Friday, it's the feast day of St. Ambrose, the great bishop and doctor of the church, just an outstanding figure in church history. So I thought I should tell you a little bit about him because his life is so interesting and fascinating. He was actually born in Germany of Roman parents, and his father was a Roman official. And eventually, after he received an outstanding classical education, he also entered into law and became a governor up in northern Italy, up in Milan. And it was a fascinating story. The bishop of Milan died, and so they had to elect a new bishop. And so Ambrose decides he should go down there in case there's a fight, because there was a lot of, you know, bishops in those days were made by public acclamation. Whichever priest they thought was the best, they said, "You're going to be the next bishop." And sometimes fights would break out. So Ambrose goes down to sort of keep the peace, and a fight did break out. So Ambrose steps in and breaks it up, and somebody shouts out, "Ambrose for bishop." And everybody says this is a great idea because he was well-loved, well-respected for being a very just and good man. The only problem was he wasn't Catholic yet at the time. He was a catechumen. He was unbaptized, studying to become a Catholic. So they did choose him as the bishop. A few months later, he was baptized, then ordained a priest, and then consecrated the Bishop of Milan. That was, I think, the first interesting story that occurred in his life. The second one was when the Empress Justina, who was an Arian empress, and Arian was somebody who, you know, had some Christian beliefs but denied the divinity of Christ. The Arian heresy was condemned in the Council of Nicaea in 325. Ambrose was born in 340, but there were still many Arians around. Well, Justina was an Arian, and she wanted to take over some of the churches of Milan and for her own heretical groups. But, of course, Ambrose wouldn't stand for that. On one occasion, Ambrose goes to his own cathedral. The Empress Justina sends over hundreds of armed troops to take the cathedral. Ambrose is inside. The people hear about this. They go in to spend an all-night prayer vigil that God would protect them. And you have to imagine the scene, that hundreds of armed guards were outside the cathedral and with the orders of the empress to take the cathedral even by force. But inside, Ambrose was praying with the people, leading hymns and asking God to protect them. And not one of the soldiers dared to go in and to kill or arrest anyone inside the cathedral. So Ambrose saved the cathedral as well as the other church. And the empress tried a couple times to steal churches from the Catholic faith, but was unable to do so because of the strength of Ambrose the bishop. Another story occurred with Theodosius, who was an emperor, who during a sporting event, ordered the massacre of those in the arena. I'm not sure what the reason was, but about 7,000 men, women, and children were massacred because of the order of Theodosius, who was a Catholic emperor. Ambrose confronted him and said, "You will be excommunicated unless you repent, go to confession, and do public penance for this grievous sin." And so, of course, everybody was watching. What was going to happen? What would be more powerful, the church or the state? Theodosius went to Ambrose, knelt down on the steps of the cathedral, and made his confession and received public penance, a very severe penance, but was not excommunicated because he did repent of his sins, which showed the authority that the church had in those days, even upon public officials and leaders of government. And I would say the last great event in the life of St. Ambrose was the conversion of St. Augustine. Again, just a powerful story of Monica praying for 20 years for Augustine to come back to the faith, and how really Ambrose was her knight in shining armor, and how Ambrose was able, through his powerful preaching and holiness, to, through God's grace, convert Augustine. And Augustine, of course, one of the great intellects in the church, later became a doctor and a saint and a great bishop of the church. So the impact of St. Ambrose upon history is really unequaled in so many ways. So we should, I think, pray for some of the spirit of St. Ambrose, this incredible strength and courage that he had in living out his faith.